This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
It'll be a year later this month that Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. Thousands died, thousands more were injured or lost their homes or had to live for a long, long time without electricity. It was a year ago last month that Hurricane Harvey hit Houston and southeast Texas. Those two storms come together in a report from the Government Accountability Office this week, which says FEMA wasn't ready for what happened in Puerto Rico. More than half of the agency's workers that were sent to the island didn't have the training they needed to do their jobs because the more experienced people were busy dealing with other disasters like Harvey. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
When it comes to planning, FEMA tends to let history be its guide. Solomon Shong, public policy professor at UC Berkeley, has studied the economics of hurricanes. And he says FEMA is set up to handle big events based on what's previously occurred.
But as the climate's shifting and as we experience more frequent and more extreme disasters, we're going to be kind of continuously off balance.
Last year saw record numbers of wildfires and hurricanes. Jeff Slegelmelch, who runs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University, says FEMA's current approach also doesn't require enough from states and local governments because
there's more of an incentive to just get reimbursed through a federally declared disaster.
But shifting the financial burden can be tricky, with places like Puerto Rico, which already was deep in debt. The GAO report found FEMA assumed many responsibilities of the local government because of the lack of power and communication. And money alone won't fix the problem, says Gary Webb. He's professor of emergency management at the University of North Texas. He says more work needs to be done up front to prepare for catastrophes.
Unfortunately, though, we have a system that's mostly reactive. And it's also very costly. And that is, we don't make investments in mitigation or disaster prevention until after an event has occurred.
The report also noted that the FEMA efforts in Puerto Rico were the largest and longest response in the agency's 38-year history. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.